There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I sure am happy you guys are joining us today. Thank you. This is kind of sad. The Georgia Bureau investigation is looking into whether an advertisement on Craigslist selling a baby is a hoax or not. Apparently, authorities have received more than 100 calls about this ad that was put out. It says here, 6 months pregnant, don't want it, willing to trade it for money or drugs, guaranteed white, so don't come at me cheap, serious offers only. Are you kidding me? So the post obviously caught a lot of attention from various agencies, and then now it has spurred a whole full-blown investigation. They say, we have gotten a lot of tips. We've gotten tips from various sources into the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, said GBI spokesperson Sherry Ling. Authorities are also looking into whether the ad is a prank. See, here's my thing, okay? When I first heard about this, immediately you think it's a prank. Just like that stupid Coca-Cola bottle challenge. I really would like to know why they came up with that one, because that was ridiculous. But then you realize, okay, well, wait a second. If you had a mom who was on drugs and wanted to sell her baby for drugs, okay, this is something that some people who would be completely out of it could do. You know how I keep telling you guys, never, ever, ever Facebook while you're on Ambien? Some of your weirdest posts are while you are under the influence. And so I'm wondering if that could be what's going on there, too. So, let me see what we else have. So anyway, authorities are looking into it. They got the district attorney involved. They say if it is a hoax, then they aren't really sure what they could charge the person with. That's another thing. Remember I told you that the Supreme Court backed up that one man who was threatening, sounded like he was threatening, you know, shooting schools, etc., but technically they didn't have proof and he had the freedom of speech to write that on Facebook. I'm wondering how you do that. There's got to be some law where when you distract the cops and you make the authorities go through some real expensive, lengthy investigation, all because you were doing some stupid hoax. There's a lot of that out there. And honestly, I think who does need to be charged is this idiot that came up with the, breast cancer charity where you have to show your breasts online and look like you're holding a Coca-Cola bottle in between your breasts. That, I think, should have some sort of criminal prosecution. Some sort of lewd behavior or, and if any of them were minors, the parents need to smack upside their head if their minor was doing that and they weren't being watched. But still, I don't know. I don't know what the ramifications are. But, you know, guys, stop this stuff. Let our authorities do what they need to do. Okay? You know, sitting there trying to go after people, you know, that I don't know. I don't know. But if this is serious, I'm glad the authorities are involved at that level to hopefully save this unborn child. We got to be careful with the boy who cried wolf. You have enough of these hoaxes out there that people will not take these things seriously. Now, luckily, our police force knows that it could be the 2,000th time something happens, and that could be, when it really, really happens. So, you know, they understand that, but, you know, for the rest of us, this boy who cries wolf thing, it gets old really fast. Once you're caught in a hoax, you don't want to do it again. I guess my husband found this article that's circulating about a flying spider, and that these flying spiders are coming from South America, and they're going to be, you know, invading a lot of the southern part of the United States. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So when I looked it up, there's another site saying, it's a hoax. I'm tired of these hoaxes. Weren't they trying to say, you know, Queen Elizabeth was dead? Like, no, she's not. They did that with Chumley. Come on, people. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I was a Seinfeld fan. I watched Seinfeld. And I guess in an interview, Jason Alexander revealed how Susan, his wife that died in the show, why she was killed on Seinfeld. All right, so remember, George Costanza was really, really cheap, and he was not really excited about the wedding, but he was kind of going through the wedding grungily. And so but he didn't want to spend a lot of money. So when Susan, you know, wanted to get wedding invitations, he's like, go get these because they're cheap. Well, they were so cheap that the glue on the envelopes was toxic. So she ends up starting to, lick them, etc., passes out and then dies. Well, Jason Alexander told Howard Stern on his radio show that the decision wasn't purely from a comedic standpoint. All right. Apparently, he loathed working with Heidi Swedberg, the actress who played Susan. He said there was nothing scandalous going on behind the scenes, but and he said, look, she was a lovely girl. It was like mixing oil and water. So, from what I understand, George had been complaining, and finally, Jerry Seinfeld and Julia Louis-Dreyfus had a lot of material with Swedenberg and realized that it wasn't working out either, so they decided to kill her off. Now, here's the thing. That was probably one of the biggest things for her career because nobody really remembers Susan except for the one who died in Seinfeld. So, in a way, it made her character more interesting. Now, what's interesting about this is, you know, things happen. And I like to watch what happens in Hollywood and media, et cetera. And sometimes being killed off is one of the worst things that's happened, you know, for the actor or actress. But then when you look at the longevity of the name, et cetera, like we'll still all remember, was it Tom Bean? I forget, the Stark guy that was killed in Game of Thrones. He's a famous actor. I can't believe I can't think of his name. Sean Bean. You know, he dies, but we still think of him. And throughout the story, you're all still thinking of him. And so sometimes his death is what allows longevity to his character. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is a quick email I want to read, but it brings up a good topic. They write, Doctor, I've started to collect my medical records and read them, since doctors don't tell you anything about what's going on. One wrote in his note that I had a UTI. Another wrote, on a different day, bladder infection. Another wrote, cystitis. And one said, uncomplicated pyelonephritis and also dysuria. I had the same symptoms each and every time. How can I have 5 different diagnoses for the same illness? Now, I know some of you are like, well, you know, they all kind of equate the same thing. They actually don't. They're not all 100% equal, but I see the frustration. All right, so there's a few things that's going on. Okay, one is it sounds like this particular person does not have a regular doctor. It sounds like they're going into a clinic where they're being seen by somebody, a different person each time. Okay, so on one end, yeah, it's nice to kind of get a different set of eyes and get a different opinion. But then on the other end, you're not going to have the same sort of consistency. Okay, so UTI versus bladder infection. We don't call it bladder infection anymore. A bladder infection would be an infection along the wall of the bladder. We instead change it to urinary tract infection, where it would be an infection anywhere along the urinary tract. Cystitis is also like an inflammation of the bladder. Cystitis doesn't necessarily, though, have to be an infection. A lot of you guys are treated with acute cystitis. That was also an older term, given an antibiotic, and then later you come to find out, well, that's because it was a bladder infection. But sometimes you could have cystitis, like interstitial cystitis, that's not infection. So a urinary tract infection and cystitis are not technically the same. Okay, cystitis is inflammation of the bladder. Then, uncomplicated pyelonephritis. Uncomplicated pyelonephritis, that kind of sounds like a code issue, where a lot of these electronic softwares now, you have to come up with a code, and the code is assigned a diagnosis, and so you end up typing in the code, and it comes up with that, and you just end up leaving it. Uncomplicated pyelonephritis to me is an oxymoron. If you have pyelonephritis, you have a kidney infection, an infection that's gone all the way up to the kidney. And to me, that's pretty damn complicated. However, they may say it's uncomplicated if they give you antibiotics, you're treated, and you're fine, as opposed to you having to go to the hospital or you starting to show signs of kidney failure. So that is my guess for uncomplicated pyelonephritis. And then dysuria. Dysuria means you're having some sort of burning when you pee. So, all right. So, okay, I explained what each of those are. But then your next question is if you're having the gosh darn same symptoms every time you come in, why do you have five different diagnoses? Okay, well, this is what I would suggest. If you're getting this multiple times, please see a urologist so we can find out exactly what the hell is going on. All right, now your diagnosis may be a new diagnosis. It may be chronic cystitis or chronic urinary tract infections if they find that there's bacteria involved. But I would suggest definitely get a urologist, not because of all the different things written down by doctors and medical providers, but the fact that you've had to go multiple times and you've been having multiple different issues with that. Now, some doctors may be very lazy. Right, you come in, you're having some burning, they give you an antibiotic, they got to justify why they're giving the antibiotic, they go, look, the guy has a bladder infection. Puts that down. All right. Whereas maybe the appropriate thing should be you have dysuria. Patient has dysuria, burning when they pee. On urinary exam, there's leukuria, leukocytes. So dysuria with leukuria, probable urinary tract infection, we'll treat with antibiotic. So the other thing, too, is we got the shorthand issue. Okay, some people do a plus minus UTI, and that'll be how they document on a written chart, you know, possible bladder infection, like, come see. And give an antibiotic and go, you know, we'll see what the culture says, you know, because they're burning now. We're not going to wait 3 days for the culture to cook. So it's all personal choice, all right, but you're right. If something is going on, then there should be some sort of a consensus. I mean, a pneumonia should be a pneumonia. A pregnancy should be a pregnancy, all right? But the more you know about medicine, the more you know that there's a lot of nuances. A pregnancy is not just always a pregnancy. There could be a molar pregnancy. There could be a twin pregnancy. It could be a pregnancy that really isn't going to be turning into a full baby. It could be a normal pregnancy. So not all pregnancies are equal. Diabetes. All right, patient's a diabetic. Well, what kind of diabetic? Is he a diabetic on insulin? Is he a diabetic that's controlled? Is he a diabetic not controlled? Now, the ICD-9 system gives us codes because that's how insurance pays us. So they give us codes and they at length will describe whether you have a 250.00 or a 250.01. So that can also be used to verify. But a lot of doctors, they don't know the codes. So they just write diabetes. And they understand and they know, okay, I'm supposed to do this, or insulin-dependent diabetes. All right, but remember I said there's like a new type of diabetes that I'm watching out for? I call it a diabetes type 3, where somebody who's young, like 18, 19, 20, all of a sudden becomes a huge, bad diabetic overnight, and they just really become a diabetic fast, and they're not really overweight. So it's almost like they're halfway between the type 1 and the type 2. So your job would be, one, I think it's a great idea for you to get your medical records. You could see what was written about you, and you could see what your diagnoses were, so you could bring it to other doctors to, you know, interpret. But if you are having multiple issues, especially in the bladder arena, you need to get that checked by a urologist. But great question, though, okay? I could see how that would confuse you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Texas doctors have done a first skull and scalp transplant. Ooh-wee. I tell you, man, what these guys could do these days. The skull and the scalp are some of the most bloody pieces of tissue. This is a very, very bloody procedure. If any of you guys have ever cut yourselves on your, hit your head on a rock or something, you bleed like steak. But MD Anderson, Cancer Center and Houston Methodist Hospital, doctors announced they did the operation on May 22nd at Houston Methodist to help heal a man from a large head wound that he had to have due to cancer. Now, the recipient's name is Jim Boyzen, I apologize. He is a 55-year-old man, software developer from Austin, Texas. He expects to leave the hospital today with a new kidney and pancreas along with the scalp and skull grafts. He has now stunned the doctors at how well it looks and how it just matches. You can't even tell. I mean, this is pretty, pretty shocking. So last year, doctors in the Netherlands said that they replaced most of a woman's skull with a 3D-printed plastic one. The Texas operation is thought to be the first skull scalp transplant for a human donor, as opposed to an artificial one or a simple bone graft. Now, he had a kidney pancreas transplant in 1992 to treat diabetes, and he has had since five and has been on drugs to prevent organ rejection. So the immune suppression drugs, whenever, you know, you have a organ that had to be transplanted, etc., sometimes the immune suppression drugs not allow you to fight cancer cells as they come as you get older. So unfortunately, he developed cancer. He developed it on his head, not sure if it was a melanoma, so they were able to, with a plastic surgeon, give him this new scalp and partial skull. Wow. It's crazy. 10-by-10-inch skull graft, 15-inch wide scalp. The graft starts above the forehead, ends across the top of the head, over the crown. Can't tell how many hours it took. The blood vessels had to be connected. They were 1/16 of an inch thick. They did it under an operating microscope with little baby stitches, half the thickness of human hair, to stitch them together. It's actually not that difficult to stitch two blood vessels together in theory, because the blood vessels, it's like little baby tubes, little baby conduits, and then the endothelium will grow into each other, so it's pretty cool stuff. But to imagine to do all of those, the pancreas and the kidney were transplanted after the head surgery was done. He already has sensation along the new scalp. Wow. Okay, so nobody smack him upside the head. More than 70 hand transplants have been done. So we've had a dozen face transplants. We've had 70 hand transplants. We had a woman give birth after a womb transplant last year. So way to go, guys. I mean, this is great. We won't have to worry about organ donors. Well, we will, obviously, because we need somebody to transplant. But I like the ones where you use a 3D printer and you just kind of make your own organs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Though Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital have taken the first step towards developing artificial lab-grown limbs, including a rat forelimb Wow, with functioning vascular and muscular tissue. I am looking at this picture right now. It is a little tiny baby. It's a little baby arm, like a little baby rat hand. I mean, I know, you know, cats and dogs have cute little hands and paws. There's really nothing cute about a rat limb, but I am looking at the sucker. It's got four fingers, and you see the muscle, you see the hand, and it's still so cute. The experimental approach could be applied to the limbs of primates, creating replacement limbs suitable for transplantation, a challenge because of the composite nature of limbs. That's what we got to do, people. I mean, we got to figure out how to make our own limbs. Now, what do limbs have? Well, your limb, your arm, your leg has muscle, it has bone, it has cartilage, it has blood vessel, it has tendon, it has ligaments, and it has nerves, each of which has to be rebuilt and requires a specific supporting structure called the matrix. We have shown that we can maintain the matrix of all of these tissues in their natural relationships to each other, and we can culture the entire construct over prolonged periods of time. This is Dr. Harald Ott of the MGH Department of Surgery and the Center for Regenerative Medicine. For the study, senior author Ott took living cells from a donor organ, stripped them with a detergent solution, then repopulated the matrix with Keanu Reeves, with progenitor cells appropriate to the specific organ. Using this technique, researchers removed cellular materials from diseased rats and preserved the primary vasculature and nerve matrix. Woo! Pretty studly stuff. The team then created a cell-free matrix, injected muscle progenitors directly into the matrix sheets that define the position of each muscle, and then over 2 weeks later, analysis of the bioartificial limbs confirmed the presence of vascular cells along the blood vessel walls. The muscles aligned into appropriate fibers throughout the muscle matrix, according to the press release. When the isolated limbs were tested for functionality, muscle fibers contracted and the wrists and digital joints of the animal's paws flexed with electrical stimulation. Ott, an assistant professor of surgery at Harvard Medical School, noted that the next challenge is regrowing nerves within a limb graft and reintegrating them into the recipient's nervous system. All right, so you got the limb. That's great. You can smack people around with it, but how do you get it to listen to a brain when you attach it? You got to get the nerves to reattach. Researchers added that over 1.5 million Americans have lost a limb. While prosthetic technology is greatly advanced, there are still limits in function and appearance. Additionally, donor hand transplant exposed recipients to the risks of lifelong immunosuppressive therapy. This is the problem we're running into, just like that other gentleman. Okay, you know, yay, he was able to get a transplant, you know, years ago when he needed one. But the problem is, okay, he has a transplant, but now he needs to be on immunosuppressive drugs. Well, if you're on immunosuppressive drugs, now you're going to be more at risk for cancer. So pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in the news today, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Center for Reproductive Rights, we got another pop-up, I apologize, have filed suit in federal court Thursday to block part of a new Arizona law requiring doctors to tell patients it may be possible to reverse a medication abortion. The law is scheduled to take effect July 3rd. Women who want an abortion in Arizona will be told they might be able to reverse the abortion after the first step of the process, taking a dose of mifepristone. But before taking another drug 2 or 3 days later, the reversal process involves taking other drugs. The groups are seeking an injunction to delay the law pending a court hearing. They said because there's no credible medically accepted evidence that a medication abortion can be reversed, this law is opposed by medical experts, including the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, according to Planned Parenthood. The statement says the law would force doctors to provide patients with medically inaccurate and misleading information that could be harmful to their health. This reckless law forces doctors to lie to their patients, and it puts women's health at risk. This law should never have been passed, and we're asking the court to stop it from going into effect, according to Phil Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Supporters of the law say the reversible procedure has worked and that scores of children have been born to mothers who opted out after taking the first abortion drug. So this is interesting, okay? I don't know the science behind it. So I don't know much about, what the numbers are, okay? They said scores. when you hear scores, you're assuming it's what, above 20? Okay, I mean, we're not talking hundreds, all right? But, you know, what we find interesting is, you know, that there's some time for you to change your mind, okay? You know how there usually has to be a wait period? You know, with something like this, you could, you know, if people are like, no, I want to do it, then they start doing it. Then, you know, maybe they could, you know, maybe I don't want to. So basically, my piperistone is RU486. Okay, we've known about this for a while. It's a synthetic, steroidal, anti-progesterone, and anti-glucocorticoid drug. Okay, what it does is that antagonizes cortisol by competing with it at the receptor level. Now, it also is a partial agonist of the progesterone receptor. Therefore, it could be used as a form of abortion within the first few months of pregnancy. It could also be used in smaller doses as emergency contraceptive. Okay? Basically, what it does is if progesterone can't work on the pregnancy and the lining and this prevents it, you don't have enough progesterone acting on the pregnancy and you could lose the baby. That's how it works. So, they say all methods of first trimester abortion do carry a small risk of the pregnancy continuing. So the pregnancy could still continue. The risk of pregnancy continuing is about 0.23%. Medical abortion using mifepristone plus prostaglandin appears to be the most effective method of abortion if you do it within the first 7 weeks. Then there's also vacuum aspirations, but those seem to have high failure rates. Those also can have side effects. Early vacuum aspiration has been the protocol for a while. Then what we do is we double check the pregnancy rate. We always want to watch the beta HCG and sometimes watch if that's maintaining or going down. So the RU480 was something in years past you could not get in the United States. Now the FDA has approved it for terminating intrauterine pregnancies if they're under 49 days gestation. So there's like a 600 milligram dose that's administered by a clinician following a counseling session. Then 2 days later, the clinician administers another 400 micrograms of another medicine, the misoprostol. This is to kind of induce contractions to help you pass it. Now, in European studies, the method apparently was able to terminate 96 to 99% of pregnancies for up to 49 days gestation. All right. My guess is this reversal they're talking about would be some sort of progesterone. All right. If the first one kind of blocks progesterone, you could turn around, give more progesterone to help maintain the pregnancy. I'm not sure. I want to see what's going on with that. But, you know, I have had many, many patients who had in the past decided to abort, and many of them were very unhappy about that decision. And they said, I could have a baby right now. I could have a 10-year-old right now. Why did I do it? And, you know, you can't get that time back. So I'm for people being able to think it through, people being able to plan this. The problem is you only have X amount of weeks. You have X amount of days. By the time you find out you're pregnant, you could already be coming out of the window of when you could have the abortion. So we don't have enough time for you to think it through, and I think a lot of people feel rushed to get the abortion when they don't necessarily have to. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, can an antidepressant Zoloft help us fight Ebola? It'll sure make the path a little bit easier while we are fighting it, if we could be on it at the time. But they say Ebola virus treatment may be found in drugs like Zoloft and Vascor. Vascor is a heart medication used in Europe. They say scientists have been scrambling for months to develop and test a treatment for the Ebola virus, but the solution may be right under our noses and in our purses. New research from scientists at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says that drugs like Zoloft and Vascor may be able to combat the deadly disease. You're like, what? No way, really? The worst Ebola outbreak has thus far killed 11,162 people and has affected more than 27,000 people since the first cases were reported more than a year ago in West Africa. Medical researchers around the world have been scrambling to find a treatment. We found the ZMAP, excellent, but still faces a long road ahead to test a lot of other drugs on humans, ensuring that they're safe, getting them approved, and then mass producing them. So what they did is they tested 2,600 other drugs that had already been approved by the FDA for other uses. All right, so now they tried some off-label uses. So they gave mice a small dose of certain compounds. They recorded 80 of those compounds inhibited the progress of the Ebola virus. And they found that sertraline, which is in Zoloft, was effective in 70% of the mice in controlling Ebola. Whoa! While Bepridil, which is a heart drug, used in heart drug Vascor, cured 100%. Now, these drugs were approved by the FDA in 1991 and 1990. I don't really see Bepridil or Vascor used a lot now. Both drugs did inhibit the Ebola virus entry late in the entry pathway, likely to be affected by viral fusion. The drugs then offer potential for repurposing Ebola virus disease, either as single agents or in combinations. For the next step, scientists will continue tests to see exactly how the drugs can be used safely to fight Ebola in the future. Can you imagine that? You know, oh, doctor, man, I think I got Ebola. Oh, no, I got Ebola. All right, sit down here. I'm going to give you a Zoloft. No, you don't understand. I got a virus. That's right. We're going to give you Zoloft. Just say, okay, I don't need to be calm, okay? I don't need to be happy, all right? I don't need to have sexual dysfunction. I just need my Ebola treatment. Yeah, no, that's fine. We're going to give you Zoloft. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also scaring the bejesus out of us is this MERS. All right, South Korea, apparently we have more than 900 schools and 1,600 people quarantined, even 17 camels because of this virus. There's this frenzy going down in South Korea over MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. All right, remember when SARS hit back in Asia, which killed hundreds, and bird flu, etc.? MERS, this Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, is freaking everybody out. Unfortunately, there's a lot of confusion about it, and now there's this growing panic. So healthcare workers and government officials are struggling to understand and contain the diseases, and unfortunately, sometimes their downplay could also spur more media frenzy, because then people would be like, oh, the doctors aren't doing anything. We need to panic about this. So MERS is scary. There's no vaccine rate, and it does have a high death rate. All right, but what's been going on in South Korea? The cases are growing. South Korea has seen 35 cases and 2 deaths thus far. This is the largest outbreak in the world outside of Saudi Arabia, which I guess has had 1,100 cases when the disease was first seen in 2012. The cases are linked to a 68-year-old man who traveled to the Middle East. The World Health Organization said this week, when he returned and became sick last month, he visited 2 hospitals and 2 outpatient facilities. This created multiple opportunities for exposure among healthcare workers and other patients. The man was not isolated because it wasn't thought that he had MERS. MERS is from the same virus commonly that could be cause a cold, but also cause SARS. So the mortality rate right now is expected to be 30-40%. All right, the symptoms are fever, cough, shortness of breath, with an average incubation period of 5-6 days. Transmission comes from close contact with people, from living with or caring for someone. Camels are also thought to spread the virus. Those camels, have you ever given a camel a kissy? Eee, it has kind of a big tongue there, but if you can make sure you don't get smacked with the tongue, you can just give a little kissy on that snoot. Kind of kissy camel. Oh my gosh, I think camels are so cute. Viruses like MERS remind us, they say, that the globe is indeed a small place when it comes to the rapidity with which infected people can move over large geographical distances, bringing viruses that may be incubating with them. All right, so despite media warnings of the virus spread in South Korea, 29 of the 35 people who got MERS stayed at a single hospital. One flew to China, was quarantined there. No evidence yet in South Korea of sustained transmission in the community. The two people that died were a 58-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man. They did have previous respiratory problems. So they were possibly more vulnerable. South Korea does have an efficient emergency response in place. And when they had the SARS pandemic back in 2003, they kind of had a lot ready and prepared. South Korea has airport containment centers for respiratory screenings, 16 hospitals equipped with biocontainment units for patients and staff, 600 beds in negative pressure units, isolation, etc., so that the germs come out of the room as opposed to be circulating around the room. So, you know, do they really need to start closing down schools? I don't know. Not sure what's going on there. All we're doing is getting bits and pieces, but it is a scary thing. And again, we don't know the mortality rate in kids, so we definitely don't want to mess around with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, there's a new international panel of experts that have studied the most recent evidence of mammograms to screen for breast cancer and says that they do the most good for women in their 50s and 60s. Well, okay, I mean, we've been mammogramming people in their 50s and 60s. I've just said maybe we want to get some earlier than that, especially when we've picked up breast cancer in people in their 30s and 40s, but I won't go there. Women 70 to 74 also benefit from mammograms, but to a lesser extent. Evidence that screening helps women in their 40s is limited, but the panel said some members disagreed that this was true for women 45 to 49. So there's a lot of debate whether a woman in her 40s should get a mammogram. My doctor mammograms the hell out of me. He will not let me not go without a mammogram because we have high risk of breast cancer in the family. And also I got big boobs. You know, I was asked by one of the producers when I was on More about breast density and one of the crew. And, you know, do women with larger breasts, are they more at risk for breast cancer than a woman with smaller breasts? I don't think having bigger breasts per se mean you're at risk, but I think you're having bigger breasts puts you at a disadvantage because, A, there's more tissue that could become cancerous, and, B, when you get mammograms, the more dense you are, the more difficult it is to, pick up cancer. So women with dense breasts and bigger breasts could possibly be at a disadvantage. But I don't want to say they are medically inclined to get more breast cancer. But I think they should be watched pretty closely. So who should get mammograms and when? All right, it's been debated back and forth since Obamacare in 2009. They say the U.S. Preventive Task Force has said start screening every 2 years at age 50. But at age 50, every 2 years, most of the women I see are like, what? Hell no, I want it every year. The new advice gives a global perspective coming from 29 cancer experts from 16 countries. Here's the thing. Most of the women I mammogram are normal. Okay? You know, I find breast cancer and maybe 1 out of 100 of the time. Okay? Now, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. But when you mammogram and mammogram and mammogram and mammogram, we're really having normal mammograms, okay? The reason why they want us to cut back is they say that costs money, and it can make women upset if there's a lump, and they got to go back for some extra screening. Well, to save a life, I would rather be overly cautious, but that's what they want to start to limit. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.